Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about small heavy equipment is more economical than the bigger ones. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A construction site has all sorts of heavy equipment. Be it big or small, they all contribute their bit towards the building of the project. A big construction company can, however, afford to procure big machines, but what about the people that are not much old in this business? You know, the small companies who have not grown economical to afford big machines. They have to carry on their job with the help of the small size machines as they find it more economical and as well as performance centric. Small heavy equipment are indeed quite economical as compared to the larger versions, and they also also known to get the work done quickly. Though there are a few projects that need the big machines, can't be ruled out, you know, the big D8s, the big 40-ton articulated trucks, stuff like that. And small equipment can definitely work as a alternative wherever it can. Apart from just being economical, it has proved to be metal during many occasions where the large machines could not do much. For instance, if there's a need to pass the wheel loader from a narrow entry without harming the possibility structure adjoining the venture point, the need of a small size wheel loader is known to be there. You know, it has to be there, you know, just to get the job, just to get into the job. The possibilities to get the work done using a large machine does not exist, as it will definitely destroy the structure that it will that is not supposed to touch. Most contractors working in the marina or civil construction projects have widely found small heavy equipment to be highly beneficial, and also suggest that the market for the small machines to become bigger and bigger. The other side of the story has to be more monetary aspect. Contractors are investing huge sums of money and procuring small machines as they find it more reasonable and rational. Since the cost of all the small equipment is comparable, lower than the large size machines, they sell like hotcakes. Yep. The heavy equipment producing companies, on the other hand, are in process of manufacturing more small size heavy equipment. As it sells quickly, they do not have to worry about their sales figures. They are assured that the fact that the small need machines will help them meet their sales targets for the year. The new construction companies often experience severe financial crunch during the initial phase of their business. And one of the reasons is that the attributes to this mess is larger extended to the purchase of advanced heavy equipment. Now the point is that no heavy equipment company can offer the advanced machines at a lesser price, and therefore they have to compromise for the second-hand machines. However, this problem can easily be resolved if they try out smaller machines. Small contractors who have worked on projects with small-sized machines have gained a lot, and substantially, if they are newbies, they also make use of the small-size heavy equipment that he at least will be able to use or be able to stay away from the financial mess. Apart from this, getting business loans on small machines is relatively simple when it means that the business or the person does not have to run from the pier to the post to get the loan secured, you know, so they can get a loan on their small, heavy equipment. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.